Luke stopped at the bottom of the stairs and looked at the younger Jedi. The one who explained that to you. I have to admire her creativity. It's a story that reinforces everything the madness of the sheltered Jedi Knights causes them to believe. Valen offered him a pitying expression. Whoever is Grandmaster Callista Ming. Though she'll renounce her title in your favor when you've been cured too. At the bottom of the stairs, Ben rolled his eyes.
Good of her. Where is she?
Coming.
How about Abeloth?
She is nearby, maintaining the ongoing cure.
Valen's gesture took in all the suffering old-timers.
You don't need to see her yet.
Luke leaned in close to Ben and Vistara, so only they could hear him.
Follow my lead on everything. We need to stall so I can get some things accomplished and to give the Sith time to arrive. Ben, I want you recording and transmitting for Kandra until things happen.
He turned back to Valen.
What about Jycella?
Elsewhere, helping the Grand Master.
Ben removed his datapad from his pouch and opened it up. He activated its external holocam and trained it on Valen, then activated data streaming to Kandra's distant datapad. Valen said nothing more after that, just kept his eye on the three. Ben could hear the rhythmic functioning of the pumping equipment, an occasional groan from one or more of the old-timers lying around the chamber. Then, finally, there were distant footsteps, boot heels approaching. From the upper-story tunnel opposite Luke, Ben, and Vistara, emerged Callista. She moved to stand at the lip of the platform overlooking the chamber. She was dressed as befitted a Jedi Master, in somber robes, a lightsaber at her side. She bore no sign of injuries sustained in previous engagements. She leaned over the rail and gave her visitors a sad little smile.
Hello, Luke.
Ben spared his father a glance. Luke was not impassive, but his face wore the sympathetic calm of the Grand Master. The face of the man who sat in judgment over others, whose decisions could affect whole populations. Luke offered her a nod. Abeloth.
It's not as simple as that. I am Callista. And Abeloth. And others.
She turned to descend the permacrete stairs from her platform. Well then, Callista, perhaps you could tell Abeloth to go back to the Maw Cluster and stop destroying lives. At the bottom of the stairs, Callista shook her head.
I can't compel her to do anything.
She moved toward an open trail between bodies and headed toward Luke.
But I do influence her. Perhaps because I am more intact than anyone else held within her. Which in turn is probably because I survived intact. Moving between physical bodies before.
As she neared Luke, Ben offered his father a stage-whispered warning.
Dad?
Luke shook his head. He didn't bother whispering. There's nothing to worry about, Ben. There is still Callista there, and she still cares for me. She will not attack. Not at this time. Am I right? Callista came to a stop before him.
Yes.
And because she wants something from me.
I do. And Abeloth does. The same thing. We want you, Luke.
Luke sighed. That's an insane notion, Callista. Join you? Can you imagine that I ever would?